Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Hello, this is Karen Benton, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today and every third Wednesday of the month. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at truthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Self Network, HSN, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure and honor to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in, delete energetic weaknesses, to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you, so feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. And I love this moment as I am filling in for Colette, but my guest happens to be Colette Steffen as well from The Truth is Funny and Energetic Upgrade. You know, it's funny. I didn't actually prepare a bio for you because I guess this is your show, but I guess technically I could. So I'm going to let you tell us about you, Colette.
Hi, Karen. I'm so happy we're doing this. This is so much fun for me to switch it around and be interviewed and have you hosting. And, you know, I love this radio show. I think it was 5 years ago, almost around this time, that I decided, Pat got in touch with me and I said, yes, it was strong. And 5 years later, you know, and I just love it because this radio show was something that I started so that people could call in and experience the relief of what we do, of the energy work, and just have a chance to experience it. And also now, because after 5 years, I love it because I've learned so much. I've connected with so many people, and I'm so happy that both you and Phil are stepping into this because it's so beneficial. Like, it's just so beneficial. Mm. And it's been a beautiful journey for me. I've been, you know, working at energy work. I established yesterday, I was doing an interview for the Illuminate group because I'm going to be I'll have my energy correcting cards and my paintings and my books and my manuals at the Illuminate Psychic Fair here on the 19th, 20th, and 21st. And I'm speaking there at 2:00 on Sunday and sharing a demo there. And so if anyone's in Kelowna area and you would like to check that out, you can come and see that. But I just love it because all my students are helping me run the booth, and they're all like so excited about doing it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them now are, I have one of my students coming on my radio show on the 31st, Barb Lee, and she's just getting these amazing results, and she's only attended two of my seminars.
I love that.
Yeah. And so you and I have been working together how long now? Like, my goodness, it's been about,
I'd say it's like 8 to 10 years, I think, is really, I mean, when we met at a Ewan Method workshop years and years ago in Philadelphia, and it's funny, I feel drawn to share this because the title of today's show is looking at conflict and challenges in our lives and how we approach them, right? And so many of us are unknowingly hardwired to fight and defend our worth and our value and our honor when we're faced with conflicts in all the different aspects of life, right? Whether it's sometimes they're physical aspects, right? Our health is in conflict. Sometimes it's emotional or relationships or career or home or finances, whatever it might be. And then sometimes, you know, fighting and defending is effective. It just can be really exhausting.
Oh, I always find that fighting is like, when you fight something or you fight against something or you fight for something, you are going to be expending a lot of energy. And generally, fighting does involve anger.
Yes.
And the problem with anger is, you know, in ayahuasca ceremony, it was made very clear to me. I tapped into this Christ portal and, this energy, this beautiful, loving, unconditional love. And I was very terrified.
Right.
And I asked Christ, what am I so afraid of?
Yeah.
And he said, you're afraid to feel this much love.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. And what, you know, what Christ said is that there is a place for righteous anger. Mm-hmm. And children should be taught that there is righteous anger. And what he meant by that is not getting angry and just splattering everybody with it.
Yeah. But here's the thing, right? Sometimes we can't stop that.
Every once in a while it happens.
You know, it does. Yeah. And that's the funny thing, that in our intellectual society that we're trying to rationalize and figure everything out, right? What's the first question we ask a kid when they have an outburst? It's like, well, why did you do that? They have no idea why they did that, right? Emotion is not a rational thing. We can't control when they come upon us and when they can't. And when we can't control, that's not an experience that a lot of us have a framework to work in, right? Because we are sort of taught from beginning to end, predominantly, to control, right? Control our emotions, control our lives, control everything. Make it happen the way that's most beneficial to us. And if life doesn't show us that it's impossible to control, well, then we'll experience something else that does. And I would like to share, I know we have a couple callers and I want to get to them, but I would like to share, I want to go back to when I first met you, Colette, at that Ewan Method workshop. And one of the things I walked in there with was a lot of anxiety and angst. I had finished working as a surgical trauma ICU nurse for 4 or 5 years at the University of Penn and a colorectal nurse practitioner. I had a lot of fears about driving. And I spent that weekend, and I remember seeing the light in your eyes. Like, sometimes the people at these workshops are not always that lit up. And I remember seeing you from across the way, and you just had this beautiful sparkle coming out of your eyes. And I remember thinking, wow, like, I want to talk to that. I want to see what that's about. And lo and behold, we had a small connection. I don't think we talked too much that conference. It was the one after that. But after spending the weekend there, I had no reference for understanding why, when I drove home from that Philadelphia conference that night, not only was it was pouring rain, it was pitch dark, it was night, and I was going out in the Jersey Turnpike. And normally that would require me to pull over and wait for the weather to pass because it would bring up so much anxiety. I was driving, you know, over the speed limit, jam into some music, light as all can be, in a pouring rain, going, oh my goodness, I just left so much baggage behind. And here's the thing, I had fun when I did it. And really, it left me with this, oh my God, what was that? You know, and then you and I continued our connections through the years, and we continue our journey. And one of the things that I love about our connection is we meet each other in the ups phases of life and the down phases of life. And so much about this show and this community today that is listening live or listening later on is about opening ourselves to have a reframe some of the negative rap that's surrounding conflict. You know, particularly in the United States currently, you know, there's a lot of conflict going on.
Yeah.
With TV on, and it's just riddled with that.
I don't have a TV. I haven't had a TV for 10 years.
I love it.
I love not having a TV. Just being on Facebook and seeing like snippets of it is enough for me. I like to stay current and I look up the news myself.
Yeah.
But I prefer to find the news like in my own way.
Yeah. And here's the thing, right? It can trap us in a sort of negative loop. But really, one of the first things I want to point out, and then after the break, we're going to get right to the callers, whoever, a couple of you that are listening on there. But society as a whole may be undervaluing the role of conflict. Of course, not everyone is. But we're seeking peace, love, and happiness. And God willing, I love that, right? I love peace, love, and happiness, and I'm sure you do, Colette, right? And let's insert a little hand and prayer sign emoji right here and bow down, right? We love peace, love, and happiness. Awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah, we don't want to say that we don't, but you and I both know that it's when you go into the dark that you find the buried treasure.
And here's the thing. Seeking the peace, right? It's only part of the whole. Truly, peace does not exist unless it's compared to what would be the opposite of peace, right? War, maybe. That's an extreme, but let's just throw it out there. So you wouldn't define it as peace unless you're comparing it to war. So the whole integrates both. Yet we have a society and even diagnoses and even an entire, you know, different ways of viewing the world that has an underlying rejection of part of the whole. And we try to create half of the experience, which is impossible. So we essentially set ourselves up for failure. And it's amazing, even talking to my clients and to people, just putting that out there, people get it on such a deep level, right? An integral part of joy is sadness. You can't have joy in the absence of sadness.
And Karen, I have to tell you, I always pick a card, you know, for the day.
Yeah.
And I picked the Heart of Isis, and her motto is joy.
Right.
You know, and so yes, joy. More joy.
Yeah.
But going into the dark, people do not reach their highest potential. Rarely do they, when they're comfortable.
Yeah. We judge our conflicts and challenges as less than worthy and valuable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of unknowingly rejects the whole. And then what happens, right? If we're in there, right? And you've had it happen, right? Conflict arises. Your mind starts saying, oh man, I need to find peace. This conflict's not good for me. I can't take the stress. What is wrong with me? Why do these people keep attacking me? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? What happens? The body starts secreting cortisol. And then sympathetic nervous system is stimulated, which is actually what starts the cortisol. An alert response is driven by the thoughts, which initiates a cascade of events that puts our body and mind in the fight or flight state, right? And then you are in that conflict. You can't come up with a rational thought because you are in fight or flight mode, right? Which is designed to get you to run. It's not designed to flow your creative energy so that you can find a new discovery or solution. It's just there to get you to run because it was designed for the bear that was about to attack you. Right?
There you go.
And so there we are. We put ourselves unknowingly in a situation where we are in a state that is not supportive of finding creative solutions. So we're going to talk more about this when we come back. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and I am Karen Betton, and I'm filling in for Colette, who just happens to be my guest, as luck would have it. And when we return, we will continue with talking about conflict and our ability to reframe it. Call in 1-800-930-2819, and we'll make some shifts happen, and we're going to take our first caller when we come back.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
So we are back on The Truth Is Funny, and I'm Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today. Held on to your hats because instead of the host, she is our guest.
I love being the guest.
And I love it too. So, Colette, before we continue, can you share your contact information and anything you'd like to? I know you went into it a little bit, but give us your contact information and the highlights right here.
Sure.
Right
now. Absolutely. You can always reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. And you can reach me at talesfromthevector.com, and that is T-A-I-L-S, info@thetruthisfunny.com if you want to connect with me. I just quickly will tell people what I've been up to. I am so, like, I've been, like, so busy doing, I have an event this weekend that I spoke about earlier, and then I'll be at the Holistic Fair again next Sunday on the 28th. From 11 till 4, and that's at the Laurel Packard Building in Kelowna here. And then the following weekend is my Layer 1 Call to Dance Seminar on the Friday night from 7 to 9. We will be having a live Shift Happens event, and then we will be having the seminar on the 3rd and the 4th. And that is called, if you feel the call, yeah. What I wanted to say is, I put a special little treat in my newsletter, the last newsletter that went out, that I'm offering the same, because it's winter here and we've had such a snowy time. A lot of my students are not from Kelowna here, and they don't want to travel through the highway, on the highways in the snow. So if you check out my last newsletter, there's an offer there for the same deals that people can get at this Illuminate event till the 21st this month. And so check it out if you're interested. It's really something that we were working on. And other than that, I've been painting. And I am so happy to say I have 56 cards done of 64 in my deck.
Yeah.
And just started another one last night, another little my last little dragonfly from the deck. So,
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love
so
your
that's
paintings.
What I've been up to.
Yeah. And I have one in my office, and my daughter has one in her room as well. I love your paintings. And I really love the name of your seminars, The Call to Dance, because I think it actually ties in also to what we're talking about today. You know, the dance often is a few steps forward and a few steps back.
And yeah, if you only go
interpret
forward,
this,
yeah, if you only go forward, that's called walking.
And you eventually hit the wall too, right? If you're, I mean, you know, I don't know, like you have to turn, you have to adjust, you have to flex, you have to move. And change is often, you know, if life were always just one characteristic in the positive sense, would we really, you know, many of us experience complacency and don't recognize the expanded versions of joy and unrecognized potential that's available to us. And the inspiration to open to that is most powerfully ignited through conflict and challenge. And we have that example in our world, just like even of the greatest wars or where some of the greatest fundamental changes have happened in societies and nations and countries as a whole. Now, of course, you can argue they were positive or negative, but depending on which side you stand from. But often, so many of us going through the experience of conflict can bring an unrecognized potential of expansion and joy in life that we had no reference for understanding to be possible. And really, the reason I do this show and I am participating in it with my very strong medical background is to invite everyone that there's lots of ways to approach conflict. And this characteristic of curiosity, getting curious about it, oh, isn't this interesting, allows us to support the flow of our creative juices, which is how we discover and how we bring about change. You know, like they attribute this quote to Einstein, but I love it, right? You can't create change with the same kind type of thinking that created the conflict to begin with. And so then
you're
people
here.
Say, well, what do I do? And that's sort of where I start to split with how society traditionally approaches things. I don't want to be the one to tell you. I want you to recognize that you are the most powerful source to access and magnetize those solutions to yourself, to discover, to be the source that navigates your life. And by bringing creativity and humor and openness into your conflict, and one of the first steps of doing that is simply by reframing it, right? Knowing that there can be a fundamental truth or a lie in this case, right? That conflict are bad and that we should only have war and we should only have peace, love, and happiness. But this rejection of conflict can run in the background of our minds like ticker tape, right? And it unknowingly influences how we are interpreting our life experience. And Bruce Lipton, I'm sure he's not the only one, but he's the one that I know of. He's so eloquently proven in science that how we interpret our world changes the expressions of our DNA and ultimately the hormones and proteins that are produced in the day-to-day chemical makeup of our body. So we really have an incredible, powerful tool by engaging whatever changes our framework, right? And one day that might be just going to get your nails done. Another day that's going to be a run. Another day that's going to be boxing in the ring. Another day it's a walk. Another day it's an energy session. Another day, it's a weekend retreat, you know, whatever that might be. But being willing to take that leap of faith, to jump into the unknown and sort of just float in it and see what comes up is one of the most powerful experiences in my own life. If I had stuck to the medical model and not shown up that day at that conference with you in the UN method, oh my goodness, where my life would be. I had no reference to understand how I could shift and move things with fun. I thought that anxiety and that limited view of what driving and what risk and this fear of death was doing to my life. I never dreamt that it could be so easy to unravel it. Okay.
Let's take the first call.
Yeah. Go. So how do we do this?
We ask Carter.
Carter, can you bring the first caller in?
Absolutely. Sheeta from Boston, you're on the line with The Truth Is Funny.
You know what? I haven't been on here for quite a while because I ended up getting a new job, and just what happened, my kids are sick, and I said, oh, I get to call in because my kids are so sick.
Oh, see?
There's a conflict resolution.
I wish both of you a happy new year.
Well, let's thank those kids, number one. Thank you, kids, for creating and supporting a situation that allows the gift of you on our show. Thank you so much, Sheeta's kids.
Absolutely. And I want to actually wish both of you a happy new year, too. I feel like I know you both, but I haven't met you.
Well, thank you, Sheeta. That means the world. Yeah. Happy New Year to you, too.
Yes.
You can feel I love having you here. Awesome. What would you like to talk about, share, open to?
So I'm having issues with both my boys. I have a 12-year-old and a 4.5-year-old. So my 4-year-old, back in August, he got severe salmonella food poisoning with really bad stomach cramps. And right now, he came down again with stomach cramps, and every time he gets a cold, it goes and it sits in his chest. Like right now, I have him on a nebulizer, and every cold he gets, so it's almost like he's having, I don't know if we're having a stomach bug going through the house, as well as a cold he's having. My oldest, who used to get sick all the time, doesn't get sick a lot anymore, but he came down first with the nausea and the vomiting, and I said, you know what? It's something that seems like it's going through the house and it's going through with the kids first. But my youngest hits him hard, and he just lays around lethargic and he can't get up.
Okay, so what we want to know from you, can you give us a baseline? 0 to 10.
Baseline. I would say
when you think about your son,
I feel like a 9.
9, yeah.
That's for the younger son, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what's coming up, are both of these children from the same father?
No.
Okay, so we're just going to, there is some energy coming up around that I'm going to work on. What about you there, Karen?
Yeah, you feel that energy dropping there. So let's, not being the same, right? So things being the same, not the same, different, not the different, changing, not changing, staying the same, not staying the same, all of those sort of categorizations that we tend to limit things to. Let's just strengthen you to that and to the thread of memories of that same experience for you, right? All the things that never changed or, you know, felt like they were never changing in the past and any separation from that in the future, right? So just take a nice deep breath for you. So the 4-year-old feels pretty intimately connected to you and your experiences. And the first thing that came up for me when you started talking was just grief, feeling the grief in your lungs. And not necessarily even your grief, father's grief is what feels more connected to. So we're just going to strengthen his energetic boundaries to disconnect from holding his father's grief and our unrecognized habit of holding our parents' stuff for us.
And how did Christmas go? Did everybody get what they wanted?
Pretty much my oldest, I was sad because my oldest son, was the first Christmas I ever spent my Christmas without my oldest son. He went to go spend his first Christmas with his father in another state. I've never had experienced that with my oldest. So I was very sad.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, this is typical, and I just am going to mention that I did a video recording for the Illuminate group, and you can check that out at either Colette Marie Steffen or The Truth is Funny with Colette on Facebook. I speak a lot about what happens at this time of year when, you know, it's around this time of year that people start to get the flu. But when you really look back, what it is it's the disappointment of Christmas not being perfect. And many, many people remove themselves at this time of year, which undertakers will tell you. And there's a lot of people leave the planet at this time, pets, or make themselves unavailable to us. And your son is 12. And I'm getting it's a very good thing that he went to his father. Did he have a good time?
I feel like he had a good time.
There we go.
He told me he had
Yeah. So we're going to strengthen you to that and then recognize that this grief, this overwhelming grief that you're feeling right now is actually very, very rampant around the planet right now because it was Christmas and things didn't go perfect and now the bills are coming in. And so then people start to, whenever there's congestion in the head, it's usually grief in the lungs, grief. Your stomach what's coming up with him. He's having trouble stomaching what's going on in his life right now.
Yeah, digesting life, right?
Yeah, exactly, digesting life, yeah. So, Karen, we're at a break now,
I
think.
This is for the youngest.
Yeah, and he's got
your grief,
too.
Is it my oldest
or the
youngest that's having problems digesting?
Yeah. Yes. But you, well, we're bouncing back and forth between the two.
Has your younger son ever had the experience of not having a Christmas with his older brother?
No, this is the first time.
So you see, your sadness affected your youngest son. He's only 4 and a half, and most children under the age of 10, they pick up their parents' emotions very easily and go with those ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not all just that. There's some other underlying things here that, you know, I could feel Karen's correcting. I'm correcting in the background here. So, Karen, what did you want to do? Go to break or?
Yeah, let's go to break, and we're going to keep working. I feel drawn to work on the little boy a little bit while we're doing this. So what I would suggest to you, Sheeta, is just breathe.
Hang on the line. Stay on the line.
We'll be right back. And we're going to check in where you're at when we come back. But just kind of breathe easy and just feel the support that's surrounding you and your sons and your greater wisdom in letting go of this and the wisdom in them allowing the illness to provide an opportunity for you to let go of these patterning so you can step into a new and more expanded experience in life. And with that, let's see. We'll be right back. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Call in if you'd like, 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and we will be right back after this break.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We'll be right back.
So I am Karen Benton, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I am talking today to Colette, and we are talking about Colette, who is normally the host of this show, but she so lovingly and expansively offered me the opportunity to guest host. So then I turned around and said, but I want you to be my guest. So here we are together again.
I love it.
So call in if you'd like, 800-930-2819, as we are exploring an expansive approach to conflict resolution. And right now we are talking to Sheeta on the phone, and we were looking at some of the conflicts going on in her family right now around the physical with her sons being sick. Sheeta, are you still there?
I am still here.
Yay! So Colette and I will try to, you know, summarize what went on during the break. But before we go there, I just want you to take a nice deep breath and tell us, where are you at? Before, you were at, I believe, an 8 or a 9. When you were thinking about your son, and how do you feel about it now?
I feel a 5.
A 5. Okay, great. So one of the things that was coming up, the last thing that came up is, I feel like it's almost shifted through, but your little boy, there's a sort of a, if you can follow, this is a lot of words, so don't worry about it if you get it, just breathe through it. But struggle, conflict, and misery is a paradigm that he shines through, because then he looks really cute and he melts everybody by his cuteness. So there's an element of him shining when there's struggle, conflict, and misery in the family. And that's a bit of a paradigm that him and his father share. So we want to just strengthen both of them to expanding that paradigm as a as one that leads to recognition and love and attention, and allow that to unwind so that he can experience that same beauty and love and fulfillment all on his own.
And what I was picking up was I was deleting some karma between the two fathers of these children. And, you know, when I say that, there is no good or bad karma. It's just that, right. You know, it's kind of like an energy of competition. Like which son is going to be, you know, which father was the best father, you know, kind of thing, like energy. And I'm talking DNA here. It's like actually at that level, it's at a primal level that it's coming in.
Right.
And so we're just going to strengthen. There's no need for your younger son to replicate what your older boy went through at any point. He doesn't have to prove to anyone that he is just as strong or stronger than his brother to get through these physical discomforts that he's in right now. And I'm also picking up, like, just allowing you to really look at your two boys and just enjoy them today. They're both home with you, and you missed having them home for Christmas. It's that simple, is what I'm picking up. And so I'm just strengthening your perception around that.
Yeah.
People underestimate, totally underestimate how challenging it is not to be with your loved ones at Christmas when you see all the media and everybody's showing all these happy, happy people. And I'm telling you, I love Christmas. I love to not do Christmas now.
Yeah. So you know what's coming up for there? And Sheeta, I believe this is for you, but this is for the community at large, as is everything that comes up on this. But it's this idea of control, right? When we fear, we experience the need to control in an attempt to resolve that fear and that emotion and that vibration, right? Fear of staying connected to your son, fear of things changing, fear of the father getting more control, fear of your young son being all these things. But what we want to strengthen you to is a dissolution of that masculine paradigm that leads us to need to control, and the equal representation of the feminine energy in your body, mind, to go with the flow, to access your creative energies, to stay rooted into the earth, and allow you to discover and unveil the most expansive solutions for you and your family as a whole, meaning all the fathers, all the children, all the extended family, to experience an expansiveness that is yet to be even in your dreams, because you have no reference to understand it.
Right? And starting
here on a day sick at home, starting the, you know, planting the seed for this expansion, and now you get to sit back and kind of watch it unfold.
Yeah, you know,
and surrender.
What I'm picking up right now, what number are you at?
I'm at, I feel like a grounded one, between 1 and 0 now.
That's what
I
got. Now there we go. Now, what I'm going to tell you, how simple this really actually is, Is the whole time your older son was away from you, you're not used to this, you worried. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to strengthen you. You were worried. And you missed having your two boys together at Christmas. So now you
But wait, now, you know what? This is where I want to tap this in because I love this. I want to expand this even more. So imagine it was like your focus is like a channel on a TV. So you were channeled into the worry, which then has you resonate with every other mother out there that's worrying. And right here, right now, we're not just changing your channel that you're focusing on. We are changing every other woman's channel out there that has ever worried about being connected to their child and expanding that to open to an unrecognized way to feel connected that's even beyond the physical, right? And connect even deeper into the connection we all have all the time, whether we're physically in each other's presence or not. Sorry, I interrupted Colette. That just
No worries. I totally, and this is what I was just... You know, like this radio show is indicative. The people that are brave enough to call in are indicative of a lot of the problems that are out there. And so many people say, oh, I resonated with that. And I felt it. So I want to thank you very much for pointing out what this is like to be in this place. And you know, maybe we could grab the next caller, Karen, really.
Yes. Sheena, yeah. Thank you so much for being that one instigates the shift for all the
community. Thank you. And enjoy your place today. Enjoy them a lot.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
If we can have the next caller, Carter, here on the Truth is Funny radio show.
All right. Maya from Ottawa, you are on the line with Colette Marie Steffen on the Truth is Funny.
And me too, Karen.
And Karen.
Kidding. My own challenge. I need to be recognized. Maya, so nice to have you on the show. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I'm the first time I found out about your show from a friend of mine.
And, cool.
And I really like what I hear.
Thank you.
Especially when you were talking about connecting the polarities and playing with the polarities on both sides.
Yeah.
So my question is around those polarities. I'm jumping into unknown for the, I would say, last 12 years, and I would say more and more willingly. One of those jumps was to a 2 years program with a spiritual teacher and an energy healer. And during that program, I connected emotionally to the war stories, Second World War stories that I knew since childhood that were concerning my father. And since then, I have a cough that I'm connecting to grief and to all sorts of emotions that basically I fear grief that... emotions that I grew up with, that were the emotions of my parents.
Can you just quickly give us a baseline? Zero being like you're really neutral to this, and 10 being like it really, really is bothering you a lot. Where are you on that scale?
To the story of my father?
About your cough. And your father and all of it.
And the
what
war,
number
yeah.
are you at?
Well, probably, you know, I wouldn't say that this is totally zero, but I would say around two. So I did process quite a bit of this, and I still do. And I have a space around it, so I can hold this space for my feelings and... So the feelings that I grew up with, so I don't have a resentment or around this, neither to my parents. And actually, I was doing in my mind, I was doing sort of like a circle of forgiveness with all the people concerned, including the perpetrators of this whole thing.
Right. Okay. So what does bother you? The cough bothers you. Not the thoughts about the situation.
Well, it is a disruptive, you know, is it... I'm coughing know, often I cannot hold the conversation because the cough comes.
Okay, so
you're holding one now. What number would you say that disruptiveness brings you to then? Got the cough.
What the disruption brings me to?
What number of disruption would you give the cough, right? How disruptive is the cough, 0 to 10?
I would say around oscillates, but I would say it goes up to 8.
Yeah, I was getting a real round 8 there, and I just, it's very simple again, what's going on with you.
Yes.
This is very common when people are going through deep emotional clearings, or they're suppressing deep emotional experiences. They have a tendency to cough because coughing, people always assume that coughing comes from the lungs, but coughing is actually most often the swallowing mechanism isn't synchronized, and that happens because what I'm picking up with you is you're swallowing your emotions, you're swallowing your words, you were forced to keep your mouth shut when you were a little kid, you were told children are to be seen and not heard, you didn't feel valued.
Exactly.
There's many things coming up. This is the underlying energy that I'm picking up from you. And so we want to strengthen you to recognize that in a conflict situation when you were a little girl, there was no power there. You were told to be quiet. You had to be quiet. You know, you were smaller. You didn't have any power. Though, you know, now you're, how old are you?
I'm 60.
Yeah. So you're well, past the point of being a small child, and that you can allow yourself to have your voice. And that's what I was working on. And so the coughing, it's not uncommon at all, especially at this time of year, because most people don't want to talk about that things didn't go well at Christmas because it's embarrassing is what's coming up, or the holiday's not going exactly perfect. And it's kind of like people set these very high expectations, and then they the expectations are not met, and then they have to blame it on someone because, or you know, or blame it on themselves. And so I'm strengthening you to let go of all of that. That's not a necessary component. And this is really important when we go deep like this. And this is what Karen and I were talking about. You can't have peace without, like, people wouldn't call it peace if there wasn't war. They wouldn't call it light if there wasn't dark. And dark is not all good or bad. And light is not all good or bad. And we can see this because a lot of people through religious experiences kind of think of above the earth to be more like heavenly and below the earth to be more like hellish. And, you know, we know because if above the earth is the heaven, then we already know there's horrible things happening in heaven. So good and bad happens as above, and good and bad then must therefore happen as below. It's the way it is. And so I have found with all my clients, with people from around the world, that people rarely step into their power when they're really super comfortable. Now, I'm not saying that's not possible, but it's uncommon. And so you really faced a lot of emotional, psychological issues from your childhood, and you're processing through them. Let's get you strong to not judging how fast or how slow that happens. You're on your journey. It's beautiful. I can feel you letting go of it now. What number are you at?
Right now, probably 4.
I got a solid 4. What are you getting, Karen?
I'm getting like a load of anger. Like I'm sort of seeing you. Like letting you into this like an imaginary workshop where you're just kind of down in this sort of primitive squatting position, just sort of like having this low guttural scream, just letting out like eons of suppressed anger. And I kind of get that if you want to play with that in your mind or even actually do that, you know, once a day for the next 3 days as you move some of this through, and you don't need to know what the anger's about. We don't need to attach it to a story. It's, we'll call it existential anger, and that you're moving it through not just for you, but for all of humanity as a whole, as we explore, you know, being exploited, being diminished, being anything else that any of us have ever experienced in this lifetime, and just kind of letting it out guttural down into the pelvis, and like that roar that comes right down in there that just screams, I am, you know, woman, and I have unbelievable powers. And the more I, you know, explore each one of my expressions and the value of them, and the benefit that they bring them, despite what society says I can and can't do, right? Just like Colette was saying, all that suppression, all that being told you can't, and just kind of letting that out. Like, I want to throw a couple curse words in here, and I won't, but that's where it is, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of anger in general today, and I don't, I wasn't really aware of this. It wasn't in my peripheral vision, but yesterday I felt such an overwhelming, or not yesterday, but on Monday, an overwhelming sense of anger and sadness and breakdown and fear come in from like so many people. I could feel it pouring in. And then I recognized, oh, that's that day that they tell you that it's Blue Monday. And it's when most people are the most depressed. And what a crazy thing to do, to set up a day where we're all resonating with everybody on the earth that is feeling the worst that you could possibly feel. So I say, let's feel it.
Let's feel it.
Let's not suppress it. Let's feel it. And let's transmute.
Recognize the sort of the transformation that is possible in it. And feeling in it doesn't mean you have to stay in it, but you can also access the support that is available to you, like we're doing here together. And just, you know, the idea that we are somehow losing control, but seeing that as an opportunity, right? And just letting go of the clutch and the cling and the hold on everything being okay and being fine with the war and process it, whatever the things we tell ourselves that says we're okay. And what if we explored not being okay, the well of the unknown, the well of the expansive energy that supports us to magnetize and discover the solutions that are most align for our truth, your true nature, not anyone else's, but your unique individual blueprint. We are all one, but we are individual, and we have our unique gifts to share with this world. And by suppressing any aspect of ourselves, we are suppressing the world, the gift of our existence and our authentic expression.
Whew. Wow, Karen, that was beautiful. How are you feeling there?
I feel like roaring. Oh, you're not asking me?
No, I know you feel like roaring. I can feel that. And I love it because this is authentic. This is what a lot of people are feeling right now.
Yeah. How about you? You feeling like roaring, Maya?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I feel that anger. I feel a lot of energy in my solar plexus right now. And before you pointed, I started to feel the vibration of anger in my body.
Mm-hmm. So go to your solar plexus. Go to that solar plexus. That's where most people hold their childhood wounds. And I have a dragon card that is called Courage. Now, I've been painting these dragons for 11 years, and they're 3 feet by 4 feet, and they've got lots of crystals embedded in them, and they're very fussy about how they appear. And this Courage one took me 3 years to complete because it was a solar plexus, and in that 3 years, I was working through my issues and many people's issues with the solar plexus. And once this is cleared, then you can really start to open your heart up and become more vulnerable. And then you can open your throat up and speak from your heart. So you don't have to speak from this scared little girl space, but you're now going to roar.
Yeah, raw, wild. Yeah.
So how are you feeling now?
What number?
I don't know what number, but I feel excited.
Yeah, awesome. And we haven't heard you cough once, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much
for calling.
Ditto, Colette.
Yeah, amazing. Karen,
yeah, thank you.
Okay, you take care.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have time for another caller. I'm going to ask for your expertise, Colette.
Yeah, no, we won't, because it's just we've only got 2 minutes left. So.
Yeah, we'll summarize up here. I don't think I've mentioned my information, so you can reach me at www.karenbetton.com, and Karen at karenbetton.com is my email. there's lots of different things coming up for me on my website, but I would love for you to join in whatever. And I am on this show the third Wednesday of every month and rotate guests. And sometimes Colette and I do it together, which I just love doing the show with you, Colette. I always leave it with just such excitement and a remembrance of all of our authentic truth. So I want to thank you very deeply for making yourself available to share this experience with us today and for giving me the opportunity to host the show. And to the community out there, you know, you guys are all amazing. Those that are drawn to listen, those that are drawn to share their vulnerable experience with our community and offer each of us an opportunity to move through and get a different perspective, and knowing deeply how a different new perspective changes everything, right down to the biochemical. Colette, share your information one last time, and we will head off at that point.
Okay. Yeah, you can find me at thetruthisfunny.com. And I would just say I am doing a teleshifting seminar, Float Your Boat, on Thursday night. And there's still, if you want to check that out, you can still take part in that. If you're feeling like, I need a little shift here, you can send in an issue and we work on it together with everybody that calls into that call. If you're not available at that time, it's recorded and you can listen to it later and get the shifts later.
If you happen to be someone listening to this, feel in your body the shifts and change as you listen. Even if you weren't here live, it's quite powerful. Open yourself to expansive in the nature of what needs to happen in order for you to change.
All right. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. And wish
you
all
everyone.
A wonderful day.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Have a beautiful day.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.